For 9 months, beginning last October, Iraqi soldiers and an American-led coalition carried out a huge assault on the city of Mosul. It was all part of an effort to take back the Iraqi city from ISIS. That mission was achieved in July, but only recently has the huge human cost of the operation become known. A new investigation from the Associated Press finds the number of civilian deaths in that campaign for Mosul was much, much higher than previously reported, at least 11,000. Lori Hinnant was one of the reporters on that investigation. She's an international security correspondent with the AP. And Chris Woods is director of Air Wars. They're a UK-based nonprofit that tracks civilian casualties caused by international military actions. It helped out with the AP story.
Our own analysis made clear that thousands of civilians had died at Mosul. I think the challenge that we had is in so many of the cases we were looking at, we simply couldn't determine who had killed or injured those civilians. It may have been coalition fire, it may have been Iraqi fire, it may have been ISIS attacks, it may actually have been a combination of all three of those. So our own baseline numbers prior to this AP investigation of civilians harmed by the US-led coalition, for example, were just over 1,000 deaths. I think the work that AP has put in and in trying to understand much better where those civilians were harmed and how, we probably will be raising that estimate now.
Lori, the bottom line of your story is something on the order of 11,000 civilian deaths. This is a casualty rate that you say is nearly 10 times higher than previously reported. Where did the old numbers come from, and why such a huge discrepancy now?
The old number came from the Iraqi prime minister, who had previously told AP that 1,250 people had been killed, 1,250 civilians had been killed in the fight to free Mosul from Islamic State. That was a figure that he had given us in, I think, October. And what we ended up doing is we, over the last 4 months, we've been going through the list of reports, both from Air Wars, from Iraq Body Count. We've gone through the report from Amnesty International, cross-referenced all of them to find reports in which there are more than one source. And then we went to the morgue. And it turns out that no one had actually gone to the morgue before. And we received multiple lists that totaled between 9,000 and 11,000 civilians, depending on how you're counting and who you're counting. We already discarded names that were obviously those of Islamic State fighters who'd been killed. And we discarded those people who had been killed who were brought in from elsewhere because we concluded that they hadn't been killed in the Mosul operation. And what we ended up with in comparing both sets of lists was a range between 9 and 11,000.
And Lori, can you break down how those civilians died in the campaign for Mosul?
It's a little hard to break down specifically how they died. The morgue records plus the cross-referenced databases indicate that at least a third of them were from airstrikes, artillery fire, or mortar from the Iraqi or coalition forces. Around a third is clearly from Islamic State fighters. Those include people who were shot trying to escape, people who were blown up in suicide attacks, executions that were taking place really by the dozens, particularly in the beginning of the operation. And the last third, as Chris just said, it's really hard to tell which side. It was particularly as the fight moved to West Mosul, you ended up with civilians very much being caught in between airstrikes, mortars, and Islamic State explosives.
Chris, the incentive of a politician to lowball the numbers, that's pretty easy to understand. I just wonder if there's a way to put this devastating result into some context, similar urban warfare that we've seen in the recent past.
It had always been anticipated that we'd see the highest number of civilian casualties during this last stage of the war against so-called Islamic State, with the assaults on both Mosul and Raqqa in Syria. I do think, however, there are questions here about quite how many civilians died. Why was the humanitarian corridor closed? Why was it the case that civilians were no longer able to escape Mosul? Why was the bombing of Mosul by the coalition at such an intense rate? The coalition tells us that they alone dropped 29,000 munitions on Mosul, knowing that there were tens and tens of thousands of civilians trapped there, and we now know that at least 10,000 civilians died overall in that operation. The coalition response to this is to say, well, this was the most precise war in history. If we hadn't gone in and done this, you know, many more civilians would have died. Both of those things can be true, but we could still end up at this point with so many dead civilians. And I think the coalition needs to be giving much clearer answers, firstly, about why so many died and whether fewer could have died, and secondly, why its own investigations into Mosul just aren't happening right now. There's not enough coming from the U.S. and its allies on this.
Laurie, can you conclude, based on this reporting or other reporting during the invasion of Mosul, that the United States and its coalition partners did not do enough to address civilian casualties, did not do enough to make sure escape routes were open, or even to avoid targeting civilians as they went after ISIS?
Well, the United States coalition, the United States-led coalition told us that any civilian casualties are squarely on the shoulders of Islamic State because they're the ones that were herding hundreds of civilians into West Mosul, essentially to try and deter airstrikes. And so they were literally shunting hundreds of civilians from place to place. The problem lies in the requirement for proportionality, and the coalition and the Iraqi forces say that they felt like they had little choice in the matter.
And Chris, there has been some indication that the numbers that you and the AP have found could go much higher because not all of the people by any stretch are in morgues around Mosul. They may be in graves around the city.
Well, that's right. And also, I think one of the unknowns here is how many family members of ISIS fighters also died in the last stages of the fighting. And many of those bodies may not have been recovered. And even if they are, may never be claimed. So this is why, you know, Amnesty, Human Rights Watch, other international NGOs have been calling for a proper inquiry now that the fight for Mosul is over into what went right during that battle and what went wrong.
Chris Woods, director of Air Wars. Chris, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And Laurie Hinnant with the Associated Press, an international security correspondent. Laurie, thank you.
Thanks.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.